This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations under their comprehensive strategic partnership. During the meeting, India and Indonesia discussed avenues for further strengthening cooperation in various fields, including political, defense and security, maritime, trade and investment, pharma and healthcare, digital, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular and cultural domains, and people-to-people exchanges. West Bengal Women and Child Development and Social Welfare Minister Agnimitra Paul today chaired a high-level administrative review meeting at Siliguri. This is Ms. Paul's first official visit to the North Bengal region after assuming office. Discussions focused on municipal affairs, women and child development, social welfare, disaster management, sanitation, drainage, waste management, traffic regulation, and the implementation of various government schemes. Later, addressing the media, Ms. Paul said Darjeeling, Mirik, Kursiong, Kalimpong and Siliguri will soon be developed as five Himalayan cities. She said Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has expressed support for developing these towns, which is expected to boost tourism, trade, the tea industry and the regional economy, as well as generate employment opportunities. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today asserted that the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047 can only be realized through public participation, innovation, entrepreneurship and collective resolve. Addressing a conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Birla emphasized that entrepreneurship and nation building must progress hand in hand to ensure that the benefits of development reach every section of society. He noted that India's journey towards becoming a developed nation must be guided by inclusive growth, social responsibility, and active citizen engagement. Highlighting the role of youth in shaping the future, Mr. Birla stated that educated, skilled, and technology-enabled young people constitute the greatest strength of Vikasit Bharat 2047. Today is the last day to submit applications for verification of issues observed and re-evaluation of answers on the post-result services portal for the Class 12th examination. In a social media post, the Central Board of Secondary Education said that the portal will remain open until midnight. It asked the students to complete and submit their applications before the deadline. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will not unfreeze Iranian assets or lift sanctions before a peace agreement is reached with Tehran. In an interview with a private news channel, Mr. Trump said such measures would only be considered after a deal is finalized. Commenting on Iran's nuclear program, Mr. Trump said that if an agreement is reached with Iran, the United States would oversee the removal and destruction of Iran's nuclear-related equipment. However, he warned that if negotiations fail, Washington would seek to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities through what he described as very harsh military action. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of west central and northeast of Bay of Bengal. According to the India Meteorological Department, southwest monsoon also advanced into some more parts of northwest Bay of Bengal. Entire Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and some parts of Tripura, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh today. In cricket, Afghanistan were 113 for 5 in their first innings at stumps on day 2 of the one-off test against India in New Chandigarh, trailing by 451 runs. Rehmat Shah remained unbeaten on 43 at the end of play. For India, debutant Manav Sutar picked up 3 wickets, while fast bowler Prasidh Krishna claimed 2. Earlier in the day, India declared their first innings at a commanding 564 for 8. Captain Shubman Gill led the charge with 126, while KL Rahul struck 100. Rishabh Pant and Sai Sudarshan contributed 81 runs each, and Washington Sundar remained unbeaten on 52. And that is the end of this news bulletin.